is going to be the Kohen Gadol Asad Lavay. So it comes out of all of this that we have over here four different sources regarding who is going to be the Kohen Gadol Asad Lavay. How is this going to work? Aaron HaKohen, Moshe Rabbeinu, Cheskel Ben Buzi, and Korach. How does this work? Who's going to be the Kohen Gadol? Are they all going to be Kohen Gadol together at the same time? Are they going to rotate in different times? Maybe they will be all four together at the same time. Because there's a sikha where the Rebbe discusses, Chilik Lamed Aleph, the Rebbe discusses in Avu and Shmuel, where it says that in the time of Shmuel, there were 85 Kohenim that were wearing an ephod. Ephod bad. Not exactly the ephod that the Kohen Gadol wears in the Beis HaMikdash as part of the Shemayna Begadon, but there were these 85 Kohenim that were Nevi'im, and in order to demonstrate to everybody who they were and the Nevu'ah that they had, they wore an ephod bad. Ephod. So the Rebbe there asks, L'chayre, just like we say you can't have more than one Kohen Gadol, L'chayre, similarly, you have over here 85 different people, they're all wearing an ephod. Does it not fall under the same category, similar to this idea that you can't have more than one Kohen Gadol? So the Rebbe says, no, this is Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi says, why can't you have more than one Kohen Gadol? Mishum Eva. Because it's a competition. There's a certain competition between them, and it brings a Eva. Literally, the word Eva means a hatred. But even if it's not literally a hatred, but just the fact that there's two Kohenim Gedolim, there brings a certain competition between them, so you can't appoint two Kohenim Gedolim at the same time. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. Which means that this idea that you can't have more than one Kohen Gadol is not a chayk. It's a milsa b'taima. There's a reason for this. That there shouldn't be an Eva between them. There's one leader in the Beis HaMikdash. There's one person that's the ultimate top authority that's in charge of all what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. There's one Kohen Gadol, and there's one person that wears the Shemayna Begadon, one person that enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's no two people that are on the top leadership in the Beis HaMikdash. Shem Eva. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. So the Rebbe says in the Sikh, if so, in the case when you had 85 Nevi'im that were wearing an Eifayt Bad, because they were on such a high level, Ruch HaKadosh, Yiv Nevuah, so it's not Shaykh to holding of Eva. Eva is Shaykh by Stamak Kohen Gadol, but that doesn't have that Darga of Nevuah, so there's a Chashash, there's a concern of Eva, and you can't have two at the same time. But if you have people that are on the level of Nevi'im, there's no issue of Eva. That's what the Rebbe says in the Sikh there. So if that's the case, l'chayda, it's possible to say, loss of love, the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, with Korach, and Yecheskel Ben Buzi, everybody together, and then there'll be no Eva. There'll be no competition. Right? And then Korach won't fight with Moshe. Everyone will have their space, and they'll have to figure out how to divide the Aveda, the certain things that the Kohen Gadol does in the Beis HaMikdash. They'll have to figure out how to divide the Aveda and what to do, but maybe it's possible that there should be four Kohenim Gedolim Lasad Lavi. There's no Inyan of Eva. Lasad Lavi B'chalal, it says, that by everybody. There'll be no kinna, no tachris, no jealousy, no competition. For sure, when you have such individuals like Moshe, Aaron, and Korach, and Yecheskel HaNavi, there'll be no Eva. So there could be four Kohenim Gedolim Lasad Lavi. Everybody can go to the Kohen Gadol that he has, if it's more of a connection to, and everyone has their Kohen Gadol.